Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, writing most recently about democracy, much in the conversation from Washington these last years, and part of the explanation of the anxiety in Washington and around the country is America's doubts about its own democracy. However, within these last days, the majority leader of the United States Senate, Charles Schumer, made a speech on the floor of the Senate calling for new elections in Israel. More than that, calling for the new election to turn out the elected Prime Minister Netanyahu and to turn to new leadership. The Senate Majority Leader calling for elections in Israel to turn out the elected Prime Minister. Within 24-48 hours, the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, admired Mr. Schumer's speech and said he thought that it made its point. So I welcome Thaddeus McCotter to comment because his new column is about this puzzlement about the Biden administration apparently faulting democracy among our allies, in particular the ally of Israel. Thaddeus, there's so much irony here. It occurred to me when I first heard about the speech with our friend Malcolm Honlaw, I didn't quite understand how a majority leader can call for an election in another country. Did it surprise you when you heard about it? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Generally, when American politicians call for elections in another country, it's usually totalitarian or authoritarian or is abusive towards human rights. They are certainly not allies of the United States. So what we're seeing is the unique situation where Mr. Biden, especially in that hot mic moment, talking about Prime Minister Netanyahu and then Mr. Schumer following that up with a speech and then even more back scratching from Biden. It's hard to keep up with these people. But you're watching our ally who has been attacked, over a thousand of his citizens killed, people raped, tortured, kidnapped, hostages still being held. And you're seeing the administration and Mr. Schumer engaging in an attack on the democracy within our ally Israel at the very time they're trying to uproot the terrorists who perpetrated these heinous acts. Mind-boggling and stultifying that they would have the temerity to attack an ally under this circumstance, especially when it is a democracy that is perfectly capable of deciding who its leaders are going to be and the course they're going to take. Now, if they have a problem with some of the war aims of this Israeli administration, there are other ways to do this rather than talking about it. Because what's happening, John, is that the democracy that the Democrats are worried about is not in Israel. It's the Democratic Party. And they're worried about the two divergent on this issue elements of their base, which are Jewish American voters and Arab American voters, notably. And we've seen it, especially from the hard left, some of the protests in support of Gaza and against Israel. And I think that Mr. Biden, after he had a wake-up call to a certain extent from the Muslim American community during his primary in Michigan, they've immediately started to go far overboard. And again, they've put democracy under attack in Israel the very worst time they could possibly do it.
The election is a dominant matter for the White House. I appreciate that. And Dearborn, Michigan is associated with Arab Americans. Is that sufficient to explain Charles Schumer and the president turning on Bibi Netanyahu? That alone?
Well, it's not merely Dearborn. I mean, obviously there are Arab Americans throughout the country that are very concerned about this, and they do not necessarily like the way that the Biden administration has been, in their mind, more favorably disposed towards Israel than they are toward Gaza or to the Palestinians. And so the heading into an election, which by all accounts, the polls show it could be neck and neck, at least at this point they are, the Democrats have to go into this with a solidified base and to see that there may be part of their base that is willing to tell them, at least vote non-committed or uncommitted in a primary, may be sending a signal. Now, whether that plays out into the general election, I would argue that it probably does not. I think that Democrats' animosity towards Mr. Trump and inculcated paranoia of a next administration of Trump will lead the Democrats to vote diligently in the next election for Mr. Biden. But he's not leaving anything to chance. This has been a train wreck of an administration thrown into a dumpster fire. And so he has to try to make sure that his base is behind him as he goes in to 2024, because without it, he's never going to have a chance.
Netanyahu is the leader of a national emergency cabinet. Mm-hmm. He is not the only voice advocating continuing the conflict in Gaza until Hamas is destroyed. Is that a mitigating factor that he is not alone, and that there are other voices just as strident as he is, his, who would very likely be major candidates if he were to step away?
This is almost akin, John, and you'll appreciate this. This is almost akin to the isolationist senators like Burton K. Wheeler or Nye attacking Winston Churchill's coalition and its war aims against Nazi Germany because they didn't want America to be involved, or they didn't like the fact that we were supporting Britain behind the scenes. So to a certain extent, history is repeating itself, and we're just watching it being writ large, and unfortunately, the ignorance of history is sadly the ally of Mr. Schumer and Mr. Biden, although it's certainly not an ally to the country, and it's certainly not an ally to our ally Israel.
The speech that Charles Schumer made, is that a virtue signal as opposed to this must happen? Did he acknowledge in the course of the speech that Netanyahu is not going and that the war aims will continue?
Well, I think that may be part of it, but his immediate problem is he wants to make sure that the base, the Democratic base, is there, and he's hoping that the Muslim American voters will take lip service and mistake it for actual concrete action by this administration. I do not share that belief. I think the Muslim American voters, like every American voter, that they want to see actions, not words, and they will judge you by your deeds. And so Mr. Schumer may be just delaying the inevitable.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. It's early days, but right now Charles Schumer has called for an election in Israel to turn out the duly elected prime minister. Not something that you could have predicted as recently as 6 months ago. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.